who can never fail.
You don't know what it means to fail. Everything on the earth may fail, but you can never, ever.
When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you, for which way to go, you never fail me. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you, for which way to go, second verse. When I am in need of strength, for the God I pray to you, you never fail me. When I am, third verse. You never, when no one I know can help, and I am when no one I know can help. When no one can help, and I am all alone, and I call, you never fail. You. One more time. When no one I know, when no one, and I am all alone, and I call on you, and I call, you'll never fail. You are the God. You are the God. You don't know everything on the earth may fail, but you can. Everything on the earth may fail. You don't know what it means to fail. Everything on the earth may fail, but you can never have a faith. Lift your hands up to whisper that name, Jesus. And again. Receive freedom from every pressure. Receive freedom from every tension. Receive freedom from every stress. Receive freedom from every agenda of hell. Receive it now! Father, we give you the praise. Show yourself to us that you are the God who can fail and that you don't know what it means to fail. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands, give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. You don't know what it means to fail. Everything on the earth may fail, but you can never fail. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Subject is keeping the faith alive. This is part 2. A major achievement of the Christian journey is the keeping of the faith. That at the end of your life in this world, one of the marks of success is that you kept the faith. Father, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation today. Let someone's heart understand. Keeping the faith is necessary because the child of God depends on his faith, like human beings depend on water for survival. Faith is the oxygen of the spirit. Why do we say so? Because when faith fails, life is at risk. Jesus told Simon Peter, in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32, He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Faith can fail. And faith failure may be as disastrous as aircraft engine failure. Somebody say, God forbid. And I mean every single word of that. Faith failure can be as disastrous to life, to spiritual life especially, as aircraft engine failure. Why do we say so? First of all, faith. Is critical to life. Say it another way first, that faith is sustainer of life, is a sustainer of life, because the just lives by faith. Romans 1:17. So, when faith fails, I say this like engine failure, because when faith fails, life can end. Secondly, faith is platform for victory. When you stand on the ground of faith, you are on the grounds of victory. For this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So hear this. When faith fails, life ends as casualty. A person's life can end as casualty when faith fails. Thirdly, faith is the strength of our salvation. Is the strength of our salvation. The Bible said, Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 8, He said, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Faith is the suspender of our salvation. In Romans chapter 11 and in verse 20, he said, thou standest by faith. Our stand in the Lord is by faith. Thou standest by faith. What is the meaning of that? When faith fails, spirituality crashes. We stand by faith, so we crash without faith. People backslide when they lose faith. If God don't give me a husband by this year, I'll find myself a husband. In fact, I'll get pregnant. I've seen people talk like that. People backslide when faith fails. People go to native doctor, herbalist, when faith fails. I've even seen a so-called pastor one time say that he told God, if God does not help him to grow church, or to do, he's going to find help I said, find help from where? Say, anywhere. I said, so that the help can be used to grow church for who? For God or for the devil? Your faith will never fail. Faith failure has led people to commit suicide. What is life all about? That's why I said, when faith fails, it can be as disastrous as the engine failure of an aircraft. Now, what are the forces that keep faith alive? First service was explosive. We saw the force of light. Light of scripture. We saw the force of sound. The things we hear. We saw the force of the right mindset. Settled way of thinking that can affect people's destiny. Then we saw the force of the spirit. I would like you to pick the message and listen to it. It's still on them. You can still see it on Facebook or YouTube and so on. And just listen to it. But this moment, we are looking at first the force of picture. The force of the picture. Faith is both fed and fueled by spiritual sight or picture. I want you to get something today that will change your life forever. God speaks in words, but expects man to see the pictures by the Spirit. He speaks words, but he expects man to see the pictures of the speech by the power of the Spirit. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, he said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower. And I will watch to see what he will say to me. God is saying something, and he wants you to see something. In Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 31, he said, O generation, see the word of the Lord. See the word of the Lord. So the word of the Lord can be seen. Abraham, the father of faith, was the father of pictures. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 14, all the way to verse 15, the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou see, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Who is Abraham's seed? Isaac, and Isaac, Jacob. Jacob is Israel. So the land where Israel is today, the geographical demarcations of that land, Abraham saw it before God gave it. Is it possible to see a whole country from one position with physical eyes? No. Abraham saw the land by spiritual sight, and that spiritual sight and that spiritual picture is what constitutes faith. Genesis chapter 15 verse 5 to 6, God was asking Abraham to see the stars. He brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if you will be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. Look up. And Abraham believed. He saw the picture, believed. Vision assists conviction. The picture assists the persuasion. Is God speaking to someone here at all? Faith is fed, and faith is fueled by spiritual sight or picture. Look at Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. He said, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He endured as seeing him who is invisible. Listen to this. Don't forget it for life. Seeing the invisible makes it easy to believe the impossible. Seeing the invisible makes it easy to believe the incredible. That is a picture. When we were in the Real One church, and the church was struggling to be filled at the beginning, I saw in Mark chapter 2, verse 1, that Jesus was in the house, and that it was noise abroad, and that because of that, there was no room. Many people were gathered in so much that there was no room to receive them. Not even around the door. And he preached to them, which means that people were outside. There was no room. They filled all the way to the door and filled all the way outside. So in my mind, I began to see the place jammed and people standing outside. So we put chairs outside for those people that will not have space to sit inside. We put chairs outside for overflow when the inside was not yet filled. Because I saw it inside me. I turned the scripture into picture. If he said there was no room around the door, it means that people stayed outside. That they filled all the way and then they were outside. Then I wrote the number of the expected attendance everywhere. I put it on the ceiling of my bedroom and I look at it up when I sleep. I put it on the door of the toilet. I put it on the fridge. I put it on all my reading tables. I forced the picture to enter. When the picture settled, overflow filled. Number one, service. Second service. Third service, fourth service, fifth service, sixth service, overflow, convention, overflow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And this was around, this was about the time when we had just one church location in town. And then the branches in town started. And then the branches were running one service, two, three, four, five, six services, and then having their own overflow because the scripture was turned into picture. What do you see? What do you see? The word of God, God is saying something. What are you seeing from what God is saying? He said, my children shall be olive plants round about my table. Olive manufactures oil. So they are oil carriers. I can't have an oilless child. I can't have an anointless child. I can't. I Even my children that are spiritual children, I can't have a spiritual child that does not carry oil. Hey, I prophesy unto somebody today. I prophesy unto somebody today. Something is happening to you right now. If you believe, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Then one day, I saw the number I wrote on the table that I pasted everywhere. And I looked at it, and I saw that we had exceeded that number by far. I forgot. I said, this is a mistake. What is this people still doing here? You are now a limitation. You can't drag us back. I removed it. Removed all of it. That is, we were around 5,000, and I wrote down 25,000 people. It works. How do you see yourself and your family quarreling all the time? Or a harmonious home? With your husband walking home and say, honey, how are you? How was your night? I just wanted to let you know how I appreciate you. Or do you picture a quarrelsome husband, lion of the tribe of your family, coming to the house? What man cannot see, God cannot give. That is the law of faith. That is the law of faith. Is the law of spiritual reception. What do you see about your business, about your career, about your family? What do you see? Let me say three things quickly about this faith issue, and then we go. What is the power of picture? Number one. You can't doubt it if you can see it. No one doubts what he sees. If it is clear in the mind, it is cleared for life. If it is clear in the mind, it is cleared for life. It is only difficult to believe if your mind can't catch it. If your mind can't comprehend it, if it's not real in the mind, it can't be real to life. If you can't perceive the possibility mentally, you cannot experience the possibility practically. John chapter 4 verse 48 says, except you see signs, you will not believe. So when people see things, they believe. They believe. 448. Whether you saw it physically with the eyes of the physical eyes, or you saw it with the eyes of the spirit, or the eyes of the mind, it is easy to believe it if it can be seen, if it can be pictured. Secondly, pictures are the language of the spirit. When the Holy Ghost wants to talk to you, most times he gives you pictures. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall dream, shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. All those are pictures. Joel 2:28. And so to communicate effectively in the spirit, you communicate pictures. And thirdly, once you see well, God is in a hurry for performance. Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. He said, what seest thou? I see the rod of an almond tree. Sorry, Jeremiah 1:11-12. He said, you have seen well. And because you have seen well, I will hasten my word to perform. I forgot to let you know that in addition to that I saw, I put crowded pictures everywhere around me. Rahabunki Crusade, crowded picture everywhere, just everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. If it is real in your heart, it can become real in your life. So, next time you come across a promise, you come across a scripture that blesses you, ask yourself, if this scripture, when this scripture is fulfilled, how does it look like? Picture it. Hello? The fulfillment of this scripture looks like how? If my wife and children, if we are fruitful and we are multiplying, how does it look like? Then you saw yourself entering the car, driving to church, and seeing a joy everywhere in the family, you know, and you just see yourself. The power of the picture of the spiritual side. Let's run because of time. Number two is the force of thought. In the first service, we dealt with mindset, which was established thinking. What has been rooted as a conviction. We are dealing now with the thought. What comes into the mind from time to time. The power, the force of thought. Truth is, thought can either confirm. And empower faith or counter and disempower your faith, your thought, what you allow to cross your mind that comes from time to time, that comes from time to time. They can either confirm your faith, empower that faith, or confound that faith, counter that faith, and disempower it. Thought. Positive, optimistic thoughts. Positive, optimistic. They confirm faith, they empower faith. But negative and pessimistic thoughts, negative and thoughts of uncertainty, they confound, they counter, they disempower faith. Today, I speak to somebody. Help with the right thought is coming your way right now. If you are a believer, say it louder, amen. If you are a believer, say it louder, amen. He said, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, the disciples and the Pharisees, they were always thinking. And their thoughts permanently was the communication of doubt. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 to 8, a long story there. And as he entered into a ship, he passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, and said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, see, he wanted to heal a man, but people were thinking doubtful and unbelievous thoughts around him. And he saw it. In Luke chapter 11, verse 14, all the way to verse 18, he was casting out a devil and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake and the people wondered. And some of them said, he casted out devils. Now they were doubting that power through the Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempted him, sought of him a sign from heaven. And he, knowing their thoughts, beloved, your thought is either confirming your faith or nullifying your faith, your thought. I want to say something to you. And I want it to remain with you for life. Thought is a form of speech. Thought is inner speech. Actually, thinking is speaking. Just that you did not speak it out. And God hears your thinking as loudly as he hears your speaking. That was why he said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. So your thinking is as clear to him as your talking. You ain't saying nothing. There are some people whose outer speech we are nullified by their inner speech. What they said with their mouth was cancelled by what they thought in their thought. Plus one, minus one, zero. Am I communicating at all? Somebody said, thinking is speaking. Say, even if you didn't say it out, if you thought it in, you have said it. That is, as far as God is concerned, as far as God is concerned. Look at that. The woman with the issue of blood in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 to verse 21. When she saw Jesus, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment, for she said, where? Within herself. If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Said within herself was the thought, inside thought, that occurred to her. Thinking is speaking. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9. Look at what he said, talking to, he said, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart saying, you didn't say it with your mouth, but your thought is saying it. In Luke chapter 12, verse 17. Luke chapter 12, verse 17. And he thought within himself, saying, that is, the rich fool was thinking, and that thinking was a speaking. And you know what worsens it? God said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Numbers chapter 14 and in verse 28. So you said it with your mouth, or you said it with your thought, so will I do. Because I heard both of them. Is God still speaking to somebody here at all? One day, I was in a program. I saw a man on the wheelchair. And in those days, very, very rugged faith. I just went to the man to jack him up, stand up and walk. And the man was looking at me like, don't waste your time. I was more interested in his healing than him. So, I said, all of a sudden, I felt within myself, why don't you ask him what he wants? And I asked him, excuse me, sir, what do you want? I need some money. Healing is not my issue now. Do you know that in America and in some of the countries of the world, people prefer to remain on a wheelchair than to be healed because they are giving them liability and disability, all manner. So by the time they get out of that chair, they have to go and work and look for money. Just let me remain here. That is why the Bible says, guard your thought with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of your life. This is three things I would like you to know quickly about the power of thought and how it affects your faith. First of all, until you have control over your thought, you have no control over your faith. Because like we just said now, your faith is linked to your thought. When the thought arises and tells you it's not possible, you tell it is possible. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Until your thought, you have control over your thought, you have no control over your faith. Number two, until the mind is renewed, life is never upgraded. Said in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You need to change your mind, the thought to change your life. Third, God does not only answer words, he answers thoughts. Put it another way. God does not only hear and answer words, he hears and answers thought. Ephesians 3:20. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. So it is important that the thought is under control. And you permit positive thoughts from scripture to flow through your mind on a continuous basis. And finally, the right thought provokes the voice of the Spirit. God speaks to those who think right. Inside your thought can come the flow of his voice, giving you direction, telling you steps to take, moves to make, to produce results. As Peter taught on the vision, Acts chapter 10, verse 19, the Holy Ghost said, while he thought the right thing, his thought was focused on the right thing, the voice of God came telling him what to do, steps to take. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. That is the force of thought. Let us go very quickly. Number 7 is the force of testimony. That's number 3 rather for this service. The force of testimony. Testimonies are boosters of faith. Testimonies fertilize and provoke belief. A testimony settled the mind of Mary when she was told by the angel that as a virgin she could bring forth a child. When she doubted and said, how shall this be? Or when she was not sure, the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And now look at Mary, your cousin, who was called barren. She is now 6 months pregnant. Is that right? Let it be to me according to your word. A testimony settled her confusion. When David saw Goliath, mercy, Saul said, you are not able to confront this man. This is a man of war from his youth. You are just a little boy. Testimonies from the mouth of David settled Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Verse 32. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, but he is a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, let me give you some testimonies. I have once dealt with lions. I was keeping my father's sheep. Lions came. I pursued it. When it smote me, I ran after it, tore it, pulled out the sheep from his mouth. I slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Saul said, you have killed lion before? Go. The Lord who delivered me from the lion and the bear, he will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Listen, God will give you a testimony that will pull down every Goliath around you. That amen is too paralyzed.
Shout a believer's amen. God will give you a testimony that will change your story and the story of everyone around you. You believe that, shout it louder, amen.
Take your seat in the name of Jesus. What are the power of how does testimony affect faith? Number one, testimonies destroy doubt and provoke belief. They destroy doubt. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6 all the way to verse 10, it says, "Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Now look at verse 10. "When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all of them that believed, because our testimony among you was believed." Testimony increases believability. It imparts easy believability. God is easily believable. The Bible is believable by the release of testimonies. Either your own, the ones shared from the altar, or shared around you. Number two, testimonies bring understanding. And like we said in the first service, understanding undergirds faith. It brings us. There are things that become clear to you by the power of testimony. Psalm 119, verse 99, he said, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." I have understanding because of testimony. Psalm 119, verse 144, he said, "That the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." I had a meeting with some of our people on Wednesday. Entrepreneurship kind of people. And a man came there who shared his testimony, not a member of this church, but I've had some level of interaction with him, prayer for him, prophetic declarations for a while. And this man shared his testimony, how he started from one room with his wife where they use nylon or whatever you call it to cover the window, no curtain. And how he began to serve God faithfully, became a dedicated worker in church, and very, very began to give and do all the things he had, covenant practice. And then the man said that he does not calculate, say, "I put 10 naira in business. I made 5 naira, so they paid me 15 naira. How much is it?" He said, "I don't calculate. I don't have time for that." He said, "Everything I am paid, anything that enters my hand, all of it is tithed. That is profit plus everything." He said, "And it has been working like fire. Working like fire. Working like fire." One of those days, he brought a document of a particular contract of, is it 11 zeros? 120 something billion. He said the zeros come weekly, monthly, and then it dies. When people heard that testimony, I received text messages from many of our people. He said, "Oh, the tithe is clear now." Somebody said, "I was trying to find out how to calculate my tithe." He said, "What that man said has cleared my mind." And that one determined on the spot that same day. And that same day, money they were owing him was released that same day. In many zeros. And like the other man, He gave all of it. He gave the tithe of everything that entered his hand. Not one, not two, not three. One testimony settled many people's mind. Brought understanding. Brought clarity. Every time somebody stands on the altar and is sharing the testimony, don't despise it. Don't say, what is he talking about? Testimonies bring understanding. I speak to someone here today. Your testimony is going to change somebody's story. Shout the Lord and say amen. Thirdly, testimonies bring counsel and guidance. They give you advice. They counsel you. Psalm 119 verse 24. He said, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. They bring counsel. They bring guidance. And that helps you to take action. That's how testimonies fire your faith. Was that number three? They bring counsel and bring guidance. Somebody say amen. One more time. God is giving somebody a testimony that will shake people around you, that will make those who know you confirm that God is a living God. Shout the loudest, amen! Number eight, or number four, which is the last for this morning, is the force of the right company. The right company. The company you keep has a lot to do with the faith in your heart. The company you keep, who you call friend, who speaks into your life, it has a lot to do. You can't be the friend of a doubting doubter and be a believing believer. By being with Jesus, Peter and John stepped into the realm of brutal faith. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, boldness with which they jacked up the cripple at the beautiful gate, they perceived that even though these people are unlearned and ignorant men, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Who you hang around with determines what hangs on you. It affects what can hang on your life. It affects it. I don't have one single friend that is a doubter. The people I associate with are people who do extra usual, abnormal, supraordinary things. I cannot tolerate the company of a doubter or somebody who has microscopic mentality. I don't have the patience. Nobody makes more plans around me. Am I communicating? It affects you. There was a generational faith transfer from the grandmother of Timothy to his mother and to Timothy himself. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Louis, then went through your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that that faith is inside you now. Beware of people who you call father. Because your father can determine your feather. Spiritual. Be careful the kind of company you keep. And I'll tell you three things and we close right now. Association, number one, determines assimilation and impartation. Association determines assimilation and impartation. Assimilation means the person you are working with, if that is on the same level with you, you absorb what they carry. It flows into you consciously or unconsciously. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego charged each other. Peter and John charged themselves. And if your association is with a higher level unction, it brings you impartation. It just flows on you. Am I communicating? It just flows down upon you. Because water will always flow down the gradient. Why are we here under this kind of massive roof like this? Mega, mega structure. Comparable to any of this any structure in the world. An Israeli man came here. He looked. Pure white Israeli man. He looked everywhere. He looked up. He said, I have been around the world. He said, I haven't seen a thing like this worldwide. White Israeli man lives in Israel. He said, I haven't seen. He looked up, looked everywhere. Why? How? I saw the foundation dug at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan land. I saw that structure built from the ground. We worshipped in it where there was no roof yet. Rain beat us inside. And then when it was roofed, in the center, I saw it. If you walk with giants, you can't take dwarf steps. If you walk with giants, you cannot take dwarfish steps. For what? By all means, your steps will become giant steps. And if a giant gave birth to you, you are genetically implicated for height. Stand up on your feet with a shout. Stand up on your feet with a shout. Stand up on your feet with a shout. So it was not easy to believe. It was not hard to believe that God did it there under 1 year. There. This one, walk over. Concrete was being poured here like it was physical money being poured. One day we cast a ground beam here. The structural engineer was in the first service. A ground beam here. This from here all the way. Well, let me not tell you the length so that you don't calculate. They cast 33 meters. Eh? They cast almost like a million per meter. Because the beam can almost swallow a person. That is, if you stand inside it and they are casting, they can cast you inside. That's the concrete swallowed you and went. By the time they gave us the bill of a length of it, 33 million, we have not reached anywhere. We are just on the way. A professional concrete company whose organization, they have a concrete machine that they go and supply is concrete and measure it by meter and you pay them. At that point, they say, we have to buy concrete machines. We have to buy batching plants. We have to mix this concrete ourselves. If you are about to go here, and you are here, and you have spent 33 million, and you are still going there on the ground, we are not talking of roof, on the block hasn't started. Pillars have not come up. It's buried inside the earth. You didn't see it. What was buried here in terms of concrete and things that we didn't see? The last time, when they were about to close the ground, I said, how can this thing be inside the earth now? Nobody is seeing it. So much money inside the ground now. Nobody is seeing it. Why? At that level, we have not talked of roof. 21,000 pieces of roof metals. 21,000. meted end to end to form like basket. Each of those pieces is taller than me. 21,000. If one of it is 1,000 naira, calculate it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So, but the faith to do it was swift because if you have killed a python before, a green snake is a walkover.
Hey! Hey!
Let me say this to you. If Jesus tarries to come, nothing about you shall be small for life.
Mega impact, mega voice, mega manifestations of grace, mega manifestations of help.
We have to close. Association determines assimilation and impartation. Secondly, company determines belief and mindset. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. You begin to believe like who you walk with. You begin to think like who is your friend. Like, love everybody, but manage no relationship. In terms of friendship, don't manage it. If it is not working, don't force it. And finally, association affects action. You dare alike. Who you walk with determines how you, what you can dare. You begin to dare like them. You begin to take similar steps with people you hang around with. So if you hang around faith people who dare dangerous things, risky things with drastic results, you dare alike. Judges chapter 7 verse 17. He said, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that I shall, as I do, so shall you do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that if you walk with a toddler, you walk with a toddler, that's physically now. When you take one step, the toddler has taken so many steps. It's going like this. But the many steps does not translate into progress. And whether you like it or not, his steps limit your moves. Because there are micro steps, multiple steps that translate, multiple micro steps. That translate into no meaningful progress. The easiest way to move faster is picking from the ground. And then you can move faster or change association if you want to move faster. Somebody say amen. This year, your speed will amaze you.
Stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Loud more shout of praise.
Only thing I want you to do now is just use the next 1 minute. Make it two. And just pray in the Holy Ghost. Blast in tongues. Just communicate this. Just. There is something we call revelation installation. Install this revelation into your system, your hardware. Install it by praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's go. Leperida sumagadaya lashta. Open your mouth, pray in the spirit. Le parada zino magada 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 le parada zino magada. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray, Mashadala. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Leperana gaya yala hashala. Lepereni mayala hasoriala. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Up we are now and pray. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. The great I am that I am. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, we praise you, we honor you, we adore you. Le pereke sina managaya la hasho, le perina managaya lidaya managaya la losha. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Thank you. Adonai. Elion. Elohim. Elohika. Elohino. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. I feel like taking this somewhere. We're going to reverse the order of the service. I'm finished. Going up to the high places, tear the devil's kingdom down. I see something being torn down in the realm of the spirit.
While that song is on,
you need to hand over your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to this front here. You want an addiction broken. You want a lifestyle change. You want today to be a new day for you. You want your spiritual life is not the way you want it to be. And you want it to go to the next level. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come forth.
Somebody shout, I am going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go.
Going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places. To tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up. We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places.
Who's
real?
Yes, everyone here. And say after me, Lord Jesus, those of you in the front here, say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you now. In Jesus' name, amen.